and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading The Three Spinners. There once was a lazy maiden who did not want to spin, and no matter what her mother said, she refused to spin. Finally, her mother became so angry and impatient that she beat her, and her daughter began to cry loudly. Just then, the queen happened to be driving by, and when she heard the crying, she ordered the carriage to stop, went into the house, and asked the mother why she was beating her daughter, for the screams could be heard out on the street. The woman was too ashamed to tell the queen that her daughter was lazy, and said, "I can't get her to stop spinning. She does nothing but spin and spin, and I'm so poor that I can't provide the flax." "Well," the queen replied, "there's nothing I like to hear more than the sound of spinning, and I'm never happier than when I hear the constant humming of the wheels. Let me take your daughter with me to my castle. I've got plenty of flax, and she can spin as much as she likes." The mother was delighted to give her consent, and the queen took the maiden with her. After they reached the castle, she led the maiden upstairs to three rooms that were filled with the finest flax from floor to ceiling. "Now spin this flax for me," she said, "and if you finish all this, you shall have my oldest son for your husband. It doesn't matter to me that you are poor. You work industriously, and you never stop. That in itself is dowry enough." The maiden was deeply frightened, for she could not have spun the flax even if she were to live 300 years and sit there every day from morning till night. Therefore, when she was left alone, she began to weep and sat there for 3 days without lifting a finger. On the third day, the queen came back to the room, and when she saw that nothing had been spun, she was puzzled. But the maiden made up an excuse and said she had been so tremendously upset about leaving her mother's house that she had been unable to begin working. The queen accepted this excuse, but upon leaving she said, "Tomorrow you must begin your work for me." When the maiden was alone again, she did not know what to do or where to turn. In her distress, she went over to the window and saw three women coming in her direction. The first had a broad, flat foot. The second had such a large lower lip that it hung down over her chin. And the third had an immense thumb. They stopped in front of her window, looked up, and asked the maiden what the matter was. She told them about her predicament, and they offered to help her. "We'll spin your flax for you in no time at all," they said, "but only if you invite us to your wedding and are not ashamed of us. Moreover, you must call us your cousins and let us eat at your table." "With all my heart," she responded, "just come in and get to work right away." She let the three odd women in and cleared a place for them in the first room where they could sit down and begin their spinning. One drew out the thread and began treading the treadle, the other wet the thread, and the third twisted it and struck the table with her finger. Whenever she struck it, a reel of yarn dropped to the ground, and it was always most delicately spun. The maiden concealed the three spinners from the queen, and every time the queen came, the maiden showed her such a large amount of spun yarn that there was no end to the queen's praise for her. When the first room was empty of flax, they moved on to the second, and then the third, until it too was cleared of flax. Now the three women took their leave and said to the maiden, "Don't forget what you promised us. It will determine your good fortune." When the maiden showed the queen the empty rooms and the large piles of yarn, the queen arranged for the wedding, and the bridegroom was happy to get such a skillful and industrious wife and gave her tremendous praise. "I have three cousins," said the maiden, "and since they've done so many good things for me, I'd like to remember them in my happiness by inviting them to the wedding. Please allow me to do this and let them sit at our table." The queen and the bridegroom said, "Why, of course, we'll allow this." When the feast was just about to begin, the three women entered in bizarre costumes, and the bride said, "Welcome, dear cousins." "Ah," said the bridegroom, "how did you ever come by such ghastly-looking friends?" Then he went to the one with a broad, flat foot and asked, "How did you get such a flat foot?" "From treading," she answered, "from treading." Next, the bridegroom went to the second and asked, "How did you get such a drooping lip?" "From licking," she answered, "from licking." Then he asked the third one, "How did you get such an immense thumb?" "From twisting thread," she answered, "from twisting thread." Upon hearing this, the prince was alarmed and said, "Never ever shall my beautiful wife touch a spinning wheel again." Thus, she was able to rid herself of the terrible task of spinning flax. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other episodes, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.